Subject, my wife doesn't get it. Hey, I've been married for 16 years to a beautiful woman, and over the years, she's always gotten plenty of attention from men, like our male neighbors, UPS drivers, and even FedEx delivery men that drop by her office daily. They hang around her desk at her office and talk sports with her. She thinks they're just being friendly because she's a cool woman that can talk sports as good as men can. But I told her that men aren't this nice without a reason. I explained that if a man wanted to clown around and talk sports, they would find a man to do that. That's what buddies are for. She doesn't get that men are only this nice because they are hoping to get in her head and hopefully someday get into her pants. She doesn't believe it. I told her that if she were ugly, these men wouldn't say good morning to her. Yesterday, she got a text message from a man she barely knew that hasn't seen her in 3 years congratulating her for graduating law school. I said, he trying to push up on you. Stephen Shirley, tell her that she's being naive and way too trusting. I am a man and I know the game. She's 39 and way too old to be that blind. Carly?
All right. Well, you've been married for 16 years and you say that your wife's coworkers, UPS, FedEx guys, hang around her desk and talk sports with her because she's a cool person to talk to. Now, a lot of guys are going to talk to her because she's a sports fan, and some of the guys are going to talk to her because she is an attractive woman. Now, I do agree with you that your wife shouldn't be so naive and think that none of the men she's talking to aren't interested in her. I'm trying to be on her side, but then you say your wife got a text message from this guy she barely knew from 3 years ago, but yet he knew that she was graduating from law school. So she had to give this guy her phone number, which she just gave some random guy her phone number. So I don't know about that one. I'm just saying it's not just the men in this situation who are being a little flirty, you know. That's my response to that.
Listen to me. This dude is correct in this letter. He is absolutely 100% correct. Because he said in the letter, he said, look, I'm a man. I know the game. See, me too. I'm a man. I know the game. All men know the game. Ladies, I keep telling you, and I've told you this 100 times, a man wants to be your friend for what? For what? Like, you know, the UPS drivers, the FedEx delivery, dropping by the office day, they hang around her desk, talking sports to her. That the sports is just the draw card. Hey, did you see the game last night? They just want to engage some conversation. They don't really give a damn how she feel about sports or what she got to say about sports. She thinks they just being friendly because she's a cool woman and can talk sports. But I told her that men aren't this nice without a reason. Lady, your husband is telling you the gospel truth. We are not that nice for no reason. Ladies, when a man walks up to you to find out your name or introduce himself, why you think he doing that? Why? Why do you think a man would walk up to you and introduce himself? Because it's not because not only are you just because you fine, he saw something he wanted. And he's walking over here to see what he got to do to get it. Thus the introduction. The guy's absolutely correct. Look, man, if I wanted to clown around and talk sports, I'd find one of my buddies, man. I can call Rashawn. You know, I can call JT that knows sports. You know, Tommy.
Look, yeah, your boys.
Look, I ain't called up no girl. Hey, you see the game last night? Man, please. And she is being naive. But, you know, there are women who kind of crave the attention.
Now you talking.
There are women who enjoy and are flattered by being told you're beautiful. And I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. Everybody likes a compliment. I mean, I'm not knocking that. But
the
you
attention.
Know,
yeah, she likes the attention she's getting.
If she thinks truly that this is creating a discomfort for you, she got to make some necessary adjustments. But what the woman can quit telling you is how men think. You can stop that because other men will tell it to you so quickly. Listen to me. We're only nice because we are hoping to get in your head. And once we get in your head, we trying to get in your pants.
Yes, sir.
What you think this for? What, Carla?
Well, at first, you know, it's like she's just talking sports with these guys at the office. If it's just at the office, then it's really kind of harmless if she's just talking to these guys. But the text message is my issue.
That ain't the reason why they talk in sports.
It doesn't matter, though, if she doesn't act on it. It's just at the office.
No. It does matter. What the guy is trying to get her to understand is why they even talking to her in the first place. He's absolutely correct. If she was an ugly woman, they wouldn't be standing over there talking about a damn thing.
Thank you.
They wouldn't care who her team is.
Here go your package. I'm out of here.
Man, hey. What about them same stuff about had on today? Lord. The girl over there by the window, man. Man, that, you know, man. Man, she loves sports. Man, if you find, will be interested in cooking. A man, if you find a sit up and talk to you about basketball wives all day, we gonna find the trigger point in the beginning.
Yeah,
you
common
got to
ground.
Be kidding me if you think that they over there for any other reason to talk sports. Man, you got to be crazy, please. Well, I don't give a damn about none of that.
Make a bowl naked.
It's always naked with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.